Bye. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
Bye.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
We made up text messages they sent and then had the same dumb bit for a fake text message.
I got a stupid bit.
You are such a dumb bit.
You see me turn white over there, Teddy?
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
We are jam-packed.
Jam.
We are girthy.
Mm-hmm.
All the news and notes you need as we go inside the NFL coming up at 3:48. Rapid fire. In the 4 o'clock hour. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. What is the game, Boner?
Today we're going to do historic food quiz. I've got some information on some foods,
we
where they came from.
Don't talk enough food.
No, I know. Show. I had to work it in somehow because we never bring it up.
Well, there just happens to be a large bag of Doritos sitting next to you.
Yes, there is.
Unopened.
So, shout out to listener Zach, who is not only a listener of the show, but a father of a child who is friends with one of my children. And so I get a message from Zach saying, hey, I found the Baja Fiery Mango Doritos at Walmart and I bought a couple bags of them. I want you to have one. I have sent my daughter to school with the bag of chips.
Chips?
And she is going to give those to your daughter. They are under strict instructions to not mess with the bag. Keep it in as best shape as possible. Don't crush these chips. And then if you guys wouldn't mind eating them on the air, I'd love to know what you think about that. So I had these last night sitting in my house staring at me while I'm watching the playoffs, watching the NBA playoffs, and I'm looking at these things. I'm going, no, T-Bone, you can't do it yet. Get to Fat Boy Food Tip on the show tomorrow. So that's what these are here for. I'm going to get a little dish for Teddy, a little dish for you and me. We're going to put some chips in there.
Mm-mm.
Try them on the air. See what you all think of them. But these are the limited edition Baja Blast Fiery Mango Doritos.
We have another taste test on the show today because I tried the new McDonald's McCrispy Bacon Ranch Cajun thing.
That's definitely not complicated at all. It's a very simple sandwich that everyone can get behind.
I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. But that's what it is. You get the point.
Yeah.
So I tried it, and so that review is coming up about 1 hour from now as we also eat the chips.
Beautiful.
This is what the show has become. This is our number one tease. Other shows are like, hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to the number one pick in the draft, Caleb Williams, as he gets ready to be a member of the Bears. Here's us. Hey, coming up on the show, chips and chicken talk.
I've got them.
I know you
do. Did you hear them?
Yes.
So yummy. They're just sitting here. We could eat them right now.
We can't. We got to save it for 4 o'clock. That's when Fat Boy Food Tap is scheduled.
We have a schedule we have to maintain.
We have a schedule. It's professional here.
I know. Also, I have to sneeze. So just
go
know.
Ahead.
No, go ahead. Am I just sneeze in your face?
Yeah, go ahead.
No. I'm holding it in. I'm just saying, if you look at me and you see me like squinting and grabbing my nose, that's what I'm doing to stop from sneezing. It's not as impressive as stopping yourself from vomiting.
And hiccups. Don't forget, I can do that too.
But often when I'm on the air talking, I can stop myself from sneezing. I don't know what that says about it in regular life when I'm not in here. I sneeze like 10 times in a row sometimes. I can't stop then. I've never really had that happen on the air.
All right, Cavs beat the Magic last night, go up 2-0 in the series. I, of course, watched all of it. I was enthralled.
You are not the biggest NBA fan in the world, and that's okay.
No, but we did pick a team. Who did we pick?
Did we pick the Timberwolves? I thought we did.
Mike Conley.
Yeah, Mike Conley's playing there.
How are they doing?
They're up 1-0. Yeah. They're playing tonight against the Suns. Anthony Edwards, my guy.
ER.
Right, ER doctor and also like amazing basketball player.
Goose.
He had a... Did I get a goose? Is that what I got there? That's good. Yeah, he was goose. You're right. He, in game one, had a nice sequence where he like hit a big shot. And then as he's running down the court, he was just talking all the talk he could to Kevin Durant, who plays for the Suns, who they are going against. And Kevin Durant, the camera caught Ant just like jawing at him and Kevin Durant just smiling. And people were saying, oh, look at that. Kevin Durant is such a fan of basketball. He's excited that Anthony Edwards is having a moment. It's the passing of the torch. And I looked at that and said, you don't know basketball. Kevin Durant is looking at him like, all right, MF-er, like I'm gonna kill you. Like I'm not saying he can. Kevin Durant's not the Kevin Durant he used to be. But if you think a guy's smiling at you, like Michael Jordan, if someone's talking to Michael Jordan and he smiles at you,
the worst thing Michael Jordan can do is smile at you.
That's over.
He's
you're
going
dead.
To murder you.
Right. So I read that and people were like, oh, it's really nice. Kevin Durant's acknowledging how great. No, Kevin Durant is going to try tonight in game two, 7:30 on TNT. If you want to watch, he is going to try to get 40 and show up Anthony Edwards. I don't know if it'll happen. I kind of doubt it will. But that's what's about to do.
Playoff hockey's a full go. And because we don't have any here locally, let's do some year-by-year jackets comparisons. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
So, you know, we just finished up the season, and it seems like we finished it up, you know, 2 weeks after it started because it was a disaster from start to finish. But when you compare it to last year, Bone, we had some personal growth.
Oh, did we?
So we'll do year-by-year comparisons. Last year, Jackets, 25 wins.
Okay.
This year, 27.
Hey,
that's two more.
How about that?
Regulation losses last year, 48. This year, just 43. Again,
just
progress.
Just is maybe not the word to use there, but I know what you're saying.
Points last season, 59. That was tied for 31st in the league. Points this season, 66. That's tied for 29th.
Oh,
so there you go.
Hey.
Home record, they won 16 games last year. They won 17 games at home this year. They won 9 games on the road last year, 10 games this year. Goals scored, 213 last year. That was good for 30th in the league. This year, 234, good for 24th in the league. Goals against, last year, 329, good for 31st in the league. This year, 298, so less, but... good still. For 31st in the league. Goal differential last year, minus 116. This year, just minus 64. Good for 29th in the league.
Okay. Yes. Still a abysmal
We're
goal differential.
We're talking about... This is a new show today.
Oh?
Yes.
What's this show?
Positivity.
Positivity?
Positivity with Man and Bone.
I don't know about that.
We're going to work in positive vibes every single day. We're doing food every day. Let's do positivity every day.
Well, let's just remind everybody of one very, what I hope is a stone cold, hardcore fact that will not change. I hope. And that is that whatever this team looked like that did whatever little personal growth you're talking about right there, it should look nothing like that next year. You need to dismantle and sell whatever you can. And start over with the new GM coming in, realizing.
Right, can I finish my stats?
I have to dismantle this.
This doesn't sound positive.
I'm sorry.
Can I finish my stats?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Power play last year, 18.3%, good for 26th in the league.
Yeah.
This year,
yeah.
Jackets power play watch.
15.1%, good for 31st in the league.
Blah.
Bad.
You know, it's too bad you don't have like a defenseman with a wicked shot that maybe, I know he's young, but maybe you could have let him see some shifts on the power play if he wasn't, I don't know, stuck in Cleveland for half the year. David Yerichek.
You got to earn
maybe.
Your spot on the power play.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He did buy a told him to get a place. Get a place, but don't think about playing, and we definitely can't use you on our abysmal, awful, worst in the league power play. Cannot do that.
Penalty kill. Last year, 75.1%. That was good for 25th in the league. This year, 76.3%. So improved on the percentage. However, 26th in the league.
Mm.
And that's, save percentage last year, 887. Oh. Disgusting.
Oh,
good for 29th. Good for 29th. I can't believe there are teams worse.
There's not a 9 in front of it? How?
887.
God.
This year, 894.
Oh.
Good for 22nd in the league. So
close.
Look.
So close.
We're doing year-to-year comparisons. And, you know, I'm sure they're just going to retool.
No, they're not.
Come back next year.
No.
Shiny head's going to get all buffed up.
No. This
gonna wax up his chrome dome.
I have said this, Mike, to give you some positivity. I have said when the new general manager, whoever they are, gets hired, that person, day one, I am going to say, it is not fair to you for me to put the baggage of Jarmo Kekäläinen, Scott Howson, and what's his face? Why am I blanking on the guy Rimmer always used to yell at? Dougie Mack. We shouldn't put, like, don't put the blame of all those failed people onto him, like, or her, whoever it is. That doesn't,
to put blame, though, on Priest and ownership.
Yes.
We can do that.
What I'm saying is if day one, new GM comes in and is like, hi, shiny bald-headed man is gone. It's going to take 4 years to rebuild this. I'm getting rid of every bad contract on this team. I don't care if it means we tank the next 3 years. We're going to fix it. I will stand up and applaud because someone will actually be talking real for once in Columbus about how bad this team needs to be able to turn it around. But if they come in and say, you know what? I think we're close. We just need to tweak. Did you just hear those numbers? What was close about any of that? What was close?
Getting better.
No, you're not. You're not getting anything.
Getting better. I like it.
It's bad, dude.
I thought we were doing positivity.
No,
today.
I said that I will be positive when the
take
new
out
GM...
the chips again.
When,
come on. Don't crush them. No,
I'm not crushing.
You're handling them like an animal.
This is the bag.
Caress them like a lady.
I am. They're so yummy.
You don't know if they're yummy. They could suck.
They look great. You're right. I don't want to be. I don't want to be biased going into this.
It's mango flavor.
You know
that may suck.
Hey, you look kind of gross, Doritos.
Positivity.
Ugh. Get out of my face.
Listen. I unintentionally lied to everyone yesterday. I didn't do it on purpose. I'm just saying I lied to all of you yesterday. I will correct myself and beg for forgiveness coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for a disabled vehicle on the left shoulder of westbound 70 on the east side after 33. And we also have a couple minutes slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between 4th Street and the 71 West Split. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward, like banners, flyers, signs, and catalogs, some even same day. And now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Offer ends 6/1. Visit staples.com/print for details. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jen.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. So yesterday was Yikes Day. And so one of my... yikes was this article that Teddy had put in our prep for the day. See, what happens is that we're stupid. So Teddy has to gather all the stories that he thinks we will like and then email them to us.
Yeah, that's
because we're
incapable
of finding content on our own.
Well, that's how, I mean, if we did it all ourselves, you've heard these segments where we just talk about nothing.
Yeah, that'd be the entire show.
Which... some might argue it would be better than us trying to actually talk sports, but Ted helps us see some of the things that are happening around sports that we definitely wouldn't have seen otherwise.
So actually, this is Teddy's fault.
No,
he gave it to
it's
me.
It's not. It was the whole internet had this.
But
Everyone thought this was real.
I'm the one who said it to you, and I know that I'm the most trusted voice on your radio.
I mean, is that right?
Come on now. The stat that I had yesterday was Caitlin Clark sold more Fever jerseys in one day than the Cowboys sold last year for the entire roster. The Dallas Cowboys, who had two players in the top five in jersey sales for the entire season, and they're the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
That stat was crazy to me, but I saw it in print, and I assumed it was real because everybody was running with it.
Well, right, and it all comes from a guy, longtime basketball writer, Dick Weiss.
Dick Weiss.
Good old Dick Weiss.
You know Dick, Ted?
Dick Hoops Weiss is
Dick,
his name.
Yeah, Hoops
Dick
Weiss.
Yeah. Weiss.
Yeah, he's on Twitter, at Hoops Weiss.
Not Charlie Weiss.
No, Dick Weiss.
Different guy entirely.
Not Charlie Weiss's kid either.
No, it's not. You're right. Is Charlie Weiss still getting paid by like two different schools? No, that's all done now.
Don't you remember the Charlie Weiss's son voice? Come on.
No.
No.
You used to do.
I did his
I don't remember this
son's
at all.
Voice?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Steve Mason sort of a thing. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't remember this at
but
all.
Why are we talking about his son?
Hi.
What is his
like
son?
That?
Was his son on the staff
yeah.
or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See,
hi, Daddy.
He's getting rich.
Daddy gets paid for nothing.
I'll see if I can find it.
I'm going to spoon feed you some krill.
Well, Dick Hoops Weiss tweeted out exactly what you just said. Caitlin Clark sold more Fever jerseys in one day than the Cowboys sold last year for their entire team.
And everybody ran with that.
Well,
everybody took it as gospel.
He's a noted Hoops journalist. He said it. People thought, okay, that has to be true. Maybe this was meant as like tongue-in-cheek, like she's so popular, she sold more jerseys than everyone in Dallas combined for the most popular. That's what we just said. The most popular NFL team. Wow, that's impressive. Well, he apparently meant this as like sarcasm that, yes, she's so popular. In fact, she outsold the most popular America's team, outsold their jerseys. Well, so the fine people at Tegna who run news.
Who's that?
They run news stations all over the country, including possibly some here locally. I'm not sure. Anyway, Tegna has a thing called Verify where they go and look into claims, sometimes internet rumors, whatever. So they talked with Fanatics, who is in charge of the WNBA store and the NFL store, along with all the other pro leagues, pretty much. And Fanatics said that the information was, quote, not true / inaccurate. They said that they don't provide details of how many jerseys are sold by the Cowboys or compared to that to the WNBA jerseys that were sold for Caitlin Clark. But they did say that they sold out of everything they had. And it was obviously the most popular jersey they've ever had for a rookie in the WNBA. After one day, you know, usually that would take a whole calendar year for them to do jersey sales. They did that in one day, they said, for her. So an immense amount of jerseys were sold. Doesn't sound like they were quite the numbers yet that the Cowboys sold. But
fine. So I apologize for lying to you yesterday, even though I didn't mean to lie to you. I did see that Caitlin Clark's money details with Nike have come out.
What are the details?
We heard that it was a lot. And we heard that she was going to get her own signature shoe with Nike. Now we find out that it's $28 million. So that was her deal that she signed with Nike. And somehow Darren Revelle says she should have stayed at Iowa.
This is the thing, man. Darren Revelle says this stuff. And if you haven't seen this, Darren Revelle is one of the guys who was leading the charge on Caitlin Clark should stay in school. She'll make more money in college than she ever will in the WNBA. Because in college, you have name, image, and likeness where the boosters can just give you like $5 million if they want to. And the WNBA, the salaries are capped at, I don't know, what is her rookie salary? I think she's going to make like less than $100,000 each of the first 4 years of her contract.
Yeah.
Call me crazy. I don't know. I don't think if she's in college, she's still getting, she's Caitlin Clark. She's very popular. But I bet Nike still is saying, she's a college student. She's a college athlete. We are not going to treat that like a professional athlete. We are going to wait until she becomes a pro to do the pro deal. And I don't blame them for that. I think it's smart by these companies to say, once you're a professional, we're going to then capitalize on all this stuff. There are deals made. There are companies that jump into that. Maybe in 10 years, we'll laugh at this conversation because Nike has given high schoolers shoe deals.
Right.
But where we are right now, that's just not... Are there guys in college that are getting shoe deals, and I mean with a signature shoe. Is there any college football player or basketball player that has that? The answer is no, not to my knowledge. So I can understand the idea of them saying, for whatever reasons they have, we're waiting until she turns pro before we launch something like that. And obviously this year was pretty impactful. Maybe if she went back to college, they would have announced something like this middle of next year. But she's making almost $30 million off of her Nike deal. Staying in college, going pro, it didn't matter. She was going to make cash.
Speaking of shoe deals, I saw that our buddy Marvin Harrison Jr. got himself a shoe deal with New Balance where he's going to get his own signature cleat. This is the first time New Balance has ever made a football cleat, and it goes to Marvin Harrison Jr. It's a pretty cool deal.
It is. He is not the first athlete that they've had, football player, to endorse products, right? I believe Chase Young is a New Balance athlete.
Yeah, but he doesn't have his own shoe.
Right. This is the first time they've had a signature shoe. And to put that in perspective, again, for people who maybe don't follow the shoe game as much, like John Morant, when he came into the league, first couple years, took the league by storm. Everyone was talking about how crazy good this guy was. And there were a lot of fans, myself included at the time, saying, why doesn't he get a shoe deal with Nike? And it took them a while before they finally said, all right, we're going to make the Ja Morant shoe. But it took them years to do it. The fact that you now have college athletes, as soon as they hit the ground in the, you know, in these ranks, NFL, WNBA, and Caitlin Clark, that has happened before with NBA players, certainly. It's happened even, I'm sure, with some NFL players. But now to see like a brand like New Balance getting involved, because they said, we have to get Marvin Harrison Jr. Yeah, maybe Nike isn't willing to put out a signature shoe for him just yet, but New Balance was, because they wanted to capitalize on the popularity.
Teddy's bothering me over there. Why are you bothering me?
Because I went and we were talking about little Charlie Weiss voice, right?
You found.
I just found.
Listen to me. I have no recollection of this.
I don't remember this at all.
Is this with me and Bone or was Torg?
No, it's you and Bone. It's just a quick little clip here that I'll play.
Okay,
and it's from 6 years ago, actually. So, all right,
just 6 years ago.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't remember.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Everyone in that building knows the only reason he got the job is because his name is Charlie Weiss Jr. It's not like he has a resume.
I resent that.
Well, it's not like he has a resume.
I'm a very skilled offensive mind.
Bro,
I'm
brilliant.
A genius.
No, he's not. He's.
There you go.
That's it?
How did you remember?
That's the thing you latch on to, Ted.
8 seconds worth of audio from 6 years ago.
I thought we did like a bit or something. That was just a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, you may have mentioned, like, going back to that voice a little bit later
How
on.
How did you find that?
Dude.
I have his stuff saved.
Teddy, I am, like, so confused right now because there are times where we're like, hey, who won the World Series last year?
Oh,
and
man,
everyone
I don't
would be
know,
like,
man,
a World Series.
Hey,
we'll look at each other. Like, who was it anyway? We can't remember. But then you're like, oh, man, remember Charlie Weiss Jr.? And then boom, you have the audio. You have the whole thing.
I don't do a lot of good voices either.
It's little Charlie Weiss. That's what I had
I totally forgot about us
what
even mentioning that.
I think it was like Florida Atlantic, or he's like an assistant coach there, offensive coordinator.
Dude, Teddy's like an idiot savant for Charlie Weiss. He knows everything about Charlie Weiss.
Well, I think we have another guy that would know everything, too. Bodie. He would know everything about Charlie.
Well, he wanted to forget everything about Charlie.
Because
he loves Notre Dame. He probably hates Charlie.
It's too hard to forget, though. I mean, he was getting paid up by two schools for God knows how long.
Well,
Notre Dame and KU are crushing him with cash.
I'm just saying, Timmy, someone here went to Kansas. I mean, I would think you would have a little bit of knowledge of Charlie Weiss, given...
I do.
Bodie, for what it's worth, I don't believe Bodie went to Notre Dame.
No, he just loves Notre Dame.
If he went to Kansas,
and he's working here, then he did
you
something
should
wrong.
Be the Charlie Weiss expert on the show.
Have you ever heard him do radio?
Who?
Bodie?
Bodie?
Yes.
Took it on the boat, man.
No,
Charlie Weiss? Charlie.
No.
I mean, I've heard him talk.
Oh, my God.
Maybe, you know what?
He's the worst radio host ever for someone that has sports experience, who has done it, lived it, coached it. He's the worst ever.
I gotta find this audio.
He was doing like
NFL, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh man, I got seven stations he was on back in the day. Which one you want?
Where did Dallin Hayden go? Former Buckeye running back. We have the answer. I will tell you coming up next. Common Man and running back. We have the answer. I will tell you coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You should watch out for an accident if you're on eastbound 33 after Gender Road. And we've also got some slower traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Custom Air, your independent American Standard custom care dealer. You're not just a homeowner. You're also an air conditioner that only works sometimes owner. You need cooling built and tested to keep going. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard. Visit CustomAirCo.com for your estimate today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
It's always disconcerting when you look over and you see your boss just sitting in the studio,
yep,
next to your producer. What's he doing in there, Teddy? Getting ready to can everybody?
No, we're taking a look at the camera angles for the extra camera that we put in here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
For the Timmy camera.
I'm so excited.
Tim it's Cam.
The Tim Cam, yeah.
You got to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You know what the common man does not want? Cameras. Anywhere near. You know what,
where are the cameras?
I've accepted this is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you turn on Bally's anytime that they're not airing a game. It's just one big giant Zoom call.
Yeah, that's crazy that Bally's literally has just dudes in their offices wherever they live.
That. Yeah, we're better than that already.
At least we're in a radio studio, I guess.
I don't know when. All right. You know what? I'm going to sound like Costas
here. Go ahead.
I don't know when this is coming from Food and Fart Guy. I don't know when broadcasting became just sitting in your house with a Zoom call open. That's just a conversation.
Well, I know.
That's not a show.
No, but I'm looking at ESPN right now. They got NBA Today. Look at the panel. They have five people all in solo cameras in a box.
And four of them are sitting next to each other in the same
studio.
Yes, they're
all in the same studio for the most part, but they have them all in the little... What is that five quint box?
I believe
the squints box.
It's not a quad box. It's the quintuplets would be five. I think that's quint box that they're in. I mean, I don't know why that's a thing on broadcast TV, but it is. And now so is like guys sitting in front of like their bookcase, or if they have one, or an ironing board in some case, whatever. And then they're just they're all saying the same stuff. They're all saying like, yeah, I gotta tell you, if they win this game, they'll win it. If they lose it, boy, then they lost it. You know what I mean? And then everybody goes, yep. And then $1 million somehow just appears on their front porch.
I don't understand. Is anybody getting any money?
I don't know, but everybody's doing this.
But this
everyone's just sitting in their rooms talking on Zoom, and somehow it's getting broadcast on television.
This is just an extra for us.
Well, that's right.
Radio. This is just an extra to spice it up for a different audience. Potentially a new audience.
By the way,
I want to be clear.
Yeah, that's
listen.
Fine.
Listen to me.
Yeah,
I have nothing against podcasts. Okay,
right.
There are plenty of podcasts that I listen to that I find very entertaining. But I don't know why we can't take a little care with the podcast and actually treat it like we're professionals, like we're broadcasting professionals.
Right. Like get a microphone.
Put some headphones on. Maybe I don't know. Here's a wacky idea. Be in the same location as your co-host?
Well,
so you don't have a delay when you're talking to him?
I mean, Conan's podcast, which is very professional, they're all there in the same place,
yeah,
in a studio.
That's right.
Together, and then they probably post-produce it. Maybe the guest might not always be there. They might chime in.
The guest is there 99% of the time.
Most of the time. But a big-time podcast, yeah, you're actually going to be in a studio. And how hard is it to find some studio space?
Well, how hard is it to get into a room together and put two microphones instead of... If one of you has one microphone, bring your other one over to their house and then do it.
You can make a good quality home studio if the two of you agree to get in a spot together. I mean, how much? A few $100 to buy really good quality microphones?
I say this as someone who has podcasted in literally someone's basement, and I drove to their house weekly to do a soccer podcast many moons ago.
Yeah.
The Massa Report podcast, which is still going on, a crew podcast me and a bunch of other dudes, my buddy Sam, we, Chris Lamacchia, if anybody go look him up, like these guys, we all got together every week in a basement of one guy's house and we did the podcast and then we all drove home because Skype wasn't good enough at the time.
I'm with you guys on that. Mike, that's not grouchy. That's just low bar. Put some work into it if you're going to do it.
Grouchy. You know? I got nothing against Josh and Maria Cribbs arguing what's for dinner.
Zooming on everything. It's just zoom. It's all it is for most of these things.
I will say, we are sitting here going, back in my day, our podcasts were in our own basements.
I'm very aware.
We're really splitting hairs on something that is, to be fair, if you enjoy it, you enjoy it.
Can we at least get a microphone?
I'm with you.
When Mike and Mike, they were still on the air, they went through a period, like 3 months, where I just lost my mind. And every radio person lost their mind. Because, look, we knew they were putting this on TV. But it was always a radio show they were putting on TV. Well, one day Mike and Mike show up on a Monday morning. They don't have microphones in front of their faces anymore. They're doing the radio show on lapel mics. Yeah. The little tiny microphones that are on the suits. And I said, how the hell are we broadcasting this on the radio? This has transformed into a television product, not a radio product.
It sounded awful.
And it had that echo in the audio.
Yes.
They switched it back.
Take some pride in the way that you sound. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. They do that for the Academy Awards, don't they? Where they're like, here's the best sound design in a movie. Because if you go in a movie and everything's like, pew, pew. Like, you would just say, well, that sucks.
What was that noise again?
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
And Bone, what was that podcast?
You need actual sound.
Jackets Power Play Watch.
That's right.
What was that Jackets podcast where one of the guys, someone said something wrong and incorrect and it made a big deal.
I know what you're talking about. The dude's like in his car.
Yeah, in his car.
What are you doing?
He's doing the podcast in the car while driving in the car.
Podcast off. Deleted from the universe.
Well, right. That's
jail.
All they ever told us coming into this business, we get told constantly now. We get told now in this business, like, hey, you open those microphones. Could be the first time you're getting the next listener who's going to be your biggest fan, who might tell thousands of people to listen to you. That might be the reason you have people listening to you 10 years from now. So don't screw it up. Every opportunity is important. And then that's how we're like sweating it out here. And then across the street, it's like, yeah, if you could put on clothes as you're sitting in front of your Zoom call, I guess, and maybe like talk into the microphone, that's fine. Either way, we're going to put this everywhere. Like, and it's on TV now. Like, there's...
Well, say what you want, look, about the Barstool guys or McAfee. They're doing it the right way.
Yes, they do.
They're doing a show.
No, I'm saying, like, their Bally Sports literally has all their programming is dudes sitting in their living rooms talking all day long.
It's amazing how Bally Sports is bankrupt, isn't it? We have nothing to show during the day except reruns of the World Series of Poker and Josh Cribbs talking to his wife about what's for dinner.
Our guy, Reflog, who listens to the show and is a big Cleveland guy.
He does a show.
He does that Big Play Sports. Shout out to them. They do good podcasts.
They have a studio, don't they?
In Cleveland. They put some thought into it.
Right. And he goes there and does his show. Tyvis is doing shows up in Cleveland, and he goes to a studio and does the show. Good for Tyvis.
Like, the ultimate Cleveland show.
Yeah, good for them. Like, I'm just saying, if you're going to do it, and I'm not talking about the guy who's just starting, who has like 100 people listening to him, I get you got to do what you got to do. When you've got major channels, TV channels, putting podcasts out, ESPN does this, where their two hosts are not in the same city, they're on like iPod, you know, headphone mics, and that's their podcast, and somehow it's on TV? I don't get it.
All right, former Buckeye running back Dallin Hayden is transferring to Colorado. And I just saw that their starting running back, whose name I forget, just entered the portal today.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I didn't see who. I forget his name. But, yeah, for Dallin
Lord
Hayden.
Beavaqueef has entered the portal.
Dylan Edwards, does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. But Dallin Hayden going there, I do think I don't think that's a bad idea. I think that it's going to remain a big question about their offense. What are they doing with it, right? Didn't their offensive coordinator that they got, remember they got a head coach from the MAC? He was running the offense at first, and then halfway through the season, they kind of demoted him.
I think you're right. I forget who it was, though.
I know. I don't remember the guy's name, but I feel like Teddy, didn't that guy leave to go take a job?
Yeah, he's gone. I think he went out to like a California school or something like that.
He was like, never mind, screw that. So the question for me remains with Colorado, who's going to call those plays, and how are you going to use the studs that you have there? I think Shedeur Sanders is a great quarterback. I don't know that he's an NFL, you know, 10-year starter quarterback, but as far as college quarterback, he's going to put up tons of numbers. I think he can be really dynamic. He was last year. And then Travis Hunter, right, is their two-way player that's awesome. Put Dallin Hayden with those guys on the field. There's some chances he could make significant plays for himself and significant yardage. I just don't know who's running that offense.
All the news and notes you need as we go inside the NFL coming up next. And I promise no more get off my lawn. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane on westbound 70. On the east side after 33, it is stop-and-go traffic from James Road. And we have an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 270 on the east outer bell after 33 southeast. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding, they have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and $2,000 off all roof replacements through the end of the month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
PP, no worky. Let me tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Maybe you've looked down and things are not as al dente as you'd like them to be. Good news. My friends at Tri-State Men's Health have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Some treatments can even have you lasting an hour or more. An hour, Bone.
An hour.
An hour, comma, Bone. Schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health today.
Good job.
Your initial visit's only $99, includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, a TNPSA test, and if medically advised, a testos. And if the testos doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. When you call them, you do heavy breathing. They say, hello, Tri-State Men's Health. And you just do this.
Is that right? Okay.
PP no worky. And they'll know exactly what to do. Yes, okay. Sir.
All right.
We will take care of you. Tell them Common Man sent you. Inside the NFL. Let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bones inside the NFL.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Bone.
Well, man, there's some trade rumors starting to circulate. As you know, the NFL draft is merely just over 48 hours away, right? Thursday night, first night of the draft. So you're going to get some trade rumors out there. You have three quarterback needy teams at the top of the draft. The Bears sit at number one. Commanders sit at number two, and the Patriots at number three. Apparently, the Commanders and Patriots have both gotten offers from teams to trade, but nothing so far has materialized. Nothing's been attractive enough to move. However, per NFL media, one team that reportedly attempted to trade for that number one, or a number two pick, I'm sorry, from the Commanders, was the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders have Aiden O'Connell on their roster. They have Gardner Minshew on their roster, but they're going to need a quarterback, no doubt. Matt Miller from ESPN is saying that he's under the impression the Raiders really like Michael Penix Jr. They could wait and select him at number 13 overall if they stand pat, but perhaps they will move up. So just something to keep an eye on. Also know that every rumor you hear at this point in the game is very likely to be a rumor to get something else going for someone else. Who knows? It's all smokescreen stuff at this point. Not a smokescreen is this. There's real money and real dollars being signed on. Chiefs have signed head coach Andy Reid, perhaps you've heard of him, to a multi-year contract extension through 2029. They also signed their general manager Brett Veach and team president Mark Donovan to extensions as well. I suppose that's what happens when you build basically the first thing we've seen that looks like an NFL dynasty since the Patriots. They are all going to be under contract for quite a number of a long amount of time, according to CBS Sports NFL insider Jonathan Jones. But that is 2029 season. Andy Reid is 66 at the moment, so that would keep him under contract until he's 72. I don't know if that means he retires then or he gets another deal or he retires before that, but that's where things stand as of this moment. The Chiefs have ponied up the cash. Meanwhile, the Bengals have re-signed backup QB Jake Browning to a two-year deal. So that's nice to see. He had a decent, you know, job there as filling in for Joe Burrow. Not that he was the greatest quarterback ever, but certainly not a bad backup.
Congratulations on a job done.
Yeah. He started the final seven games, finished the season by completing 70% of his passes for 2,000 yards, 12 touchdowns, 7 picks. That's not great.
He completes 70% of his passes?
70.3% of his passes is what it says.
Jeez.
I mean, I'm not saying that that means the offense was humming. It just means he completed a large number of his...
very efficient.
Very close to the line of scrimmage passes. But in either case, he was steady, I think is maybe a good way to put that. So let him live. He got a contract extension. Meanwhile, the Eagles are getting a boost in the form of Isaiah Rodgers, their corner, who did not play for them at the time that this happened. He's been suspended for a year for gambling. He was with the Colts when he was suspended June 29th of last year and missed the entire season. Then after that, he was released, and then he signed with the Eagles in August while still being under the suspension. Now the NFL has said, hey, you're back. You're good. You are reinstated. You've served your time. So the Eagles now have him on the active roster, and he can be a part of things.
Really quick, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. Jim Irsay, Colts owner, says he's not going to be in the draft room because he's still recovering. He's talking about the lower back surgery that he had, the respiratory infection. He, of course, there was a report, had to be revived by paramedics by using Narcan, which is used to reverse an opiate overdose. And we don't ask those questions. No one cares, I guess. The NFL treats us like we're stupid. Here you have a principal owner who is involved in the day-to-day running. If a head coach had to be revived via Narcan, wouldn't that be leading every single show that we have on television with the stupid talking heads? But you have an NFL owner who's in the draft room, not this year because his back hurts, apparently. And when asked about it, here's the interview he did. It's with ESPN.com. Like, hey, you know that thing in the report that you had to be revived? He said, I've had some episodes in my past. It's natural that people's minds can run away and exaggerate.
What?
What?
No.
Hello?
The police said they had to administer Narcan to an unresponsive person. That was you.
No. That's what we do now.
When they called you to the scene.
We had the shroud that we throw over ourselves. Privacy! I'm quite sure that whoever the Colts are thinking about drafting with their first overall pick, if they sat down and had questions about his injury past, and he just looked at him and said, that's private.
Yeah, I've had concerns in the past. I could see how you might draw some conclusions, but there's nothing like that.
They'd scratch him right off the board, wouldn't they?
Well,
it's but yet an NFL owner says it, and we don't ask any questions.
I have many thoughts on why that is, but we've got Fat Boy Food Tip coming up, and quite honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, it's better. I want to eat some chips.
That's fine.
We got chips. We're going to crack them open. We're going to eat them. Maybe they'll be so good that we pass out. They have to revive us with Narcan.
That's what they do. If you pass out for any reason, apparently.
Actually, not a drug overdose.
Not an opioid overdose. That's exactly what it is.
Fat Boy Food Tip coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're looking at a five-minute holdup if you're on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and 3rd Street, and another couple-minute delay is on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Not out loud. Rapid fire coming up at 4:34. We have game show at 5:34. What is the game this week, Boner?
You know what? We never talk food on this show, so I thought let's work that into the game show. So it's a historic food quiz. Quiz you about different foods, some of their origins. Surprising how much some of this stuff has been in use by people over the decades and millennia and what have you.
Well, we got to get moving because I got chips in front of me. I can smell them. I want to eat them. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
We got word a couple weeks ago that Doritos was launching a new limited-time flavor inspired by the Baja Blast, the Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Baja Blast. Bone had trouble finding them, but a good Samaritan happened to come across them and sent them our way.
One of our listeners, Zach, sent them with his daughter to my daughter's school and said, "Give these to your dad. I listened to him on the radio, and I know he is looking for these." My daughter said, "Thank you." Brought him home and said, "Dad, your friends are weird." And I said, "Thank you, honey.
I'm surprised she remembered."
Oh, no. But it's a bag of chips.
I understand, but my daughter leaves everything on the bus. Where's your coat? On the bus. Where's the scarf? On the bus. Then the bus driver handed it to me the next day and says, "You need to control your child better."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. That still happens with ours, for what it's worth. All right. So what we have here is Baja Fiery Mango Doritos chips. Obviously, Baja Blast, if you're not aware, doesn't come in fiery mango as the drink, but I did want to pair it with the chips, so I have...
Oh, I don't have one.
A fresh... Well, I didn't... Sorry, I didn't think of you. I just thought of me.
No, that's fine.
I have a fresh Baja.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Can I eat this now?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna do the food. You do the food. I'll do the food and the drink.
I get the mango right off the bat.
Very mango-y.
Very mango-y.
Not a lot of fire.
I don't get much else.
No.
It's heavy mango, but I'm not getting other flavors.
You know what I will say? You know what? There's a little bit on the back of this.
A little heat.
It does come in. Okay. That's not bad. Teddy's trying too. Teddy, I welcome your thoughts on this.
But there's not a lot of flavor other than the mango.
Yeah, there's mango and there is a little fire for someone like me.
Are they too hot for Panama Ted?
No, come on.
They're not too hot, but they're approaching that. They got a little kick to them. But, mango, definitely, you can taste that.
I'll tell you what.
I like the kick. Too much mango.
It was a little too much mango. However, you wash it down with the Baja Blast, it actually really
does it pair well.
It pairs very well. I'm not a sommelier of Baja Blast.
Why not?
Actually, I lied. I probably am the closest thing there is to that because I drink it so much.
You're not a wine sommelier, but when it comes to Baja Blast, I don't trust anybody more than you.
I would say this. The mango in this, if you've had mango salsa and you say, "I hate that," this gives to me a lot of mango salsa vibes, which I know is what they're going for. But like sometimes you get salsa and the extra stuff they put in there is kind of muted and just kind of flows in. Sometimes you get mango salsa, and it's like, I'm eating mangoes with a little bit of spicy on them. That's more of what this taste is. So if you like very mango salsa, I think you'd like these chips. If you pair them with like a regular salsa now, you could be in business.
Well, that's interesting. This would be a good dipping chip for that reason. You don't want to go with more mango.
No.
That would be mango overload.
Go the complete
opposite
direction.
But a nice pico de gallo? Or something with a smoky chipotle flavor?
That smoky chipotle.
The smoky with the mango would go.
You know what, too? Maybe if you had a little dip of some kind, like a taco dip, these might do something with that. I don't know. You need to take down the mango on this.
Yeah. This is definitely not a sandwich chip.
No. You can't put this on
a
sandwich.
This is a standalone.
I would say, though, because I'm trying to put myself, like, who's Doritos targeting with this? They're targeting like people who are up at midnight or after playing video games and like drinking copious amounts of Mountain Dew. And I would presume at that point you want something that's going to like really hit you. This definitely has the back end to give you a little something something. It's not, don't mistake this for like actually being hot and spicy, but for Doritos.
No, it's spicy.
It's got a decent little kick to it.
It's spicy. All right.
It's good.
Not my favorite, but I'll continue to eat it because it's Doritos.
Yeah.
I tried the new Bacon Cajun Ranch McCrispy at McDonald's today. Now, full disclosure, the McCrispy is not my favorite of the chicken sandwiches. If I got a hankering for a chicken, I'm going to Popeyes. I'm going to Wendy's for the spicy chicken. I'm even getting a McChicken at a value price. Yep. At McDonald's. I'm not necessarily a McCrispy guy. However, it's new on the menu, limited time. I tried it. The chicken was fine. The bacon was fine. I never think that McDonald's does bacon especially well. Wendy's, I think, does a good bacon because they put it on so many more things.
I agree with you.
But the bacon was good. I got the deluxe version that had the lettuce and tomato. It was fine. It was unnecessary. The Cajun sauce. I don't know if it's one sauce that they're calling Cajun Ranch or if it's two sauces they're mixing together. The sauce to me had a medicinal taste to it. I did not like the Cajun sauce.
From what I'm reading on their website, it does say a creamy Cajun ranch sauce is on the top and bottom of the bun.
All right, so that I did not like the same sauce. I don't know if I got a bad batch of sauce. I don't know if I'm going to see the hand of God later when I'm on the toilet because this was spoiled. I have no idea. But it had a medicinal quality to it that I did not appreciate. Everything else was fine except for the thing that made it the thing, the Cajun Ranch sauce.
Yeah, the for what it's worth, the regular Bacon Cajun Ranch, that's you, Bacon Cajun Ranch McCrispy, that just, if you get it, comes with bacon, comes with the chicken, comes with the sauce, and only then has pickles. So if you go with the deluxe version... Did you get pickles?
No, they don't put pickles on the deluxe.
Okay, so you're losing pickles, you're gaining tomatoes and lettuce.
Yeah.
So
you should get
me,
pickles on that.
Well, for me, I don't like pickles. Well, I would go with the deluxe. I like that they have an option where they say you don't have to have a pickle on this. But still, if you like pickles on chicken sandwiches, and I agree with you, I just pick them off. It's not that bad of a deal. But if you do want that and you get the deluxe, you're probably going to be disappointed.
The Dorito thing. Let me go back to that.
Okay.
If you're looking for these Doritos, if you're looking for any specific flavor of Doritos, Doritos does have a flavor finder. If you go to the Frito-Lay website, you can choose your location, choose your flavor, and they will tell you if they have it. So you're not wasting your time going in and out of stores. And with my experience, it's pretty accurate. I used to do a thing. Back in my super fat days.
Okay.
I know if you're looking at me right now, you're saying, that's not now? No.
No.
It's not now. First of all, my body, I don't think, could handle this in the amounts that I did it before. But I would take the Salsa Verde Doritos when they were more readily available than they are today. I would take that entire bag, big bag.
Yeah.
A little can of the Frito-Lay Bean Dip.
Okay.
Some people like to heat it up. I would not heat it up. I would dump the whole contents of the bean dip can into a bowl. Then I would take about 10 to 12 fire sauce packets from Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. Now we're
and
talking.
And mix it in with the beans and create like a beanie slop.
Yeah,
thing,
sure.
Right? If you did that with these chips, these mango chips.
You think that would be really good?
I think that would be a good combination.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like the beans would, the bean dip would definitely mute some of this and give you
it a... It would, and you can get a little extra
heat.
Zing.
Yeah.
From the fire sauce, which also gives you a smoky element.
I wonder, I'm just thinking, like, if you had a guacamole to dip this in, right? Like, I feel like something that's got a creamy...
Guacamole would be good.
Like, creamy but not dairy-based. Does that make sense?
What about a queso?
A queso I want to try, too. I do feel like that could be good, but there's such a heavy note of mango on that.
You ever mix guacamole with queso?
No.
It's a luxurious experience.
Is it? I mean, I would assume it's velvety.
Yes, it is velvety.
Oh, I bet it is.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm at a point in my life where I need the, if you're going to give me queso, just make it almost like this side of like wet concrete. Like I want it to be super thick.
You want good viscosity.
Yeah, I want it to just be chunky. I want it to be, you have to.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a watery queso.
No, when you get it super melty, but then it almost, as soon as you take it off the stove, it's already like, uh-oh, this could almost be just regular block of cheese. That's where I want it. That's how thick I want it.
If your queso is too watery, I want you to call my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Just scream on the phone, my queso is
1 hour bone.
Too drippy.
No,
1 hour, comma, bone.
Thank you.
Teddy, what's your final verdict on the chips? Would you get them again, or is that it for you?
I would not purchase them, but if I was at like a party or something and I would eat, you know, some of them, but I would not purchase them for myself.
Would you lick your hand before you reach in the bowl just to make it so other people have to taste some Ted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Taste some Ted.
I would, for what it's worth, you know me, I like a lot of this stuff. I would buy these in the gas station. I would buy them probably over nacho cheese.
Oh,
probably
not over
Cooler Ranch though. Like,
no,
I would go.
I think a nacho cheese today.
No, but I've just had delicious. So much. I've had so much nacho cheese Dorito in my life. Like I can't. I can go off that and go back on. I still like Cool Ranch better than almost any other chip product out there.
What about the Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch? Are you a fan?
I've not had it, honestly.
Oh,
I should try
it.
Yeah, I should try
delicious.
It. I've not had
the Flamin' Hot. Love it. I wish they made Flamin' Hot toothpaste. No one.
Of course you do.
No one can compete with the Buckeyes. Details next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a disabled vehicle causing a couple-minute delay, blocking the left lane on westbound 70. On the east side, after 33, it will be stop-and-go from James Road. We also have stop-and-go traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by WeBuyAnyCar.com. Before you sell or trade in, find out how much your car is worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com. They make selling your car fast, safe, and fair. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing harder than common man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Please go and subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. All right, spring game. Buckeyes had their spring game a couple weeks back. Other schools are wrapping up their spring practices, having their spring games. Buckeyes were on national TV. Michigan, the next week on national TV. On Fox. I have some attendance figures for the spring games. Are you ready?
I am.
Are you ready?
I am.
Ohio State, number one, drawing 80,000 people to their spring game. Now, I would like to preface these comments with, I would give up the throne of spring game attendance champions to beat Michigan and win actual championships.
Yeah, I'm with you that I don't, I mean, I think it's if you're gonna have a list, I'm glad to be number one on it as long as it's something good.
Yeah, I mean, you can take pride in this.
And yeah,
really, this is just to mock some of the other schools on here.
Right.
Okay. So Ohio State's number one, 80,000. Alabama number two, 72,000. Let them live. Decent crowd.
Yeah.
Penn State 67,000. Georgia 55,000. Florida 48,000. Clemson 47,000. Oklahoma 45,000. Texas, they're back.
Yeah.
40,000. Notre Dame, 37. Auburn, 33. Here's the one that just threw me for a loop. Michigan won the national championship.
Right.
I understand there's some turnover on the roster. I understand that perhaps the prospects aren't as bright as they were last year. But if anything, I would think this would act as a pseudo parade for all the fans to get in the stadium, and they bring around the trophy and people go crazy. I would think if there was ever a time to draw 100,000 people for a spring game, it would be at Michigan after you win a national championship. Instead, they drew 31,000 people.
And they're putting their game on national TV.
31,000 people!
Didn't they do that the week after Ohio State? So, like, that was a big deal for them to, just like it was here.
Are you shocked at that? I'm shocked at that.
I am, in a way. I also feel like there are a lot of Michigan people who just, for whatever reason, they really, like, they get off on the fact that it's like a Michigan man. Like, this whole, whatever you want to call it. I mean, Sherrone Moore is a Michigan man taken over there, but Jim Harbaugh was the quintessential Michigan man, right? Like, and now that guy who's won you the title and gave you all the stuff, I wonder how many people there are like, yeah, we held our nose and got our championship, but don't make us show up to anything. We don't want people to look at us. Like,
I don't believe that for like, a second.
I wonder how many of them are just like, yeah, we won, and it's great, and now he's gone, and I don't want to talk about how we won.
They're still in celebration mode.
I guess, but they didn't show up there to celebrate.
Right, I don't get it.
That's what I mean is I would think that would be where you go, if nothing else, just to once again rub it in the haters' faces. Look where we are. Look, we're having fun at the spring game. We're all wearing championship t-shirts. Yeah, suck it, losers.
And again.
And they didn't do that.
I wish we had 31,000 for our spring game.
And a national championship trophy.
And we had the national championship trophy. So I'm certainly jealous of you. I'm just surprised why they didn't show up in bigger numbers. All right, so Michigan, 31,000. Virginia Tech, 20,000. Florida State, they're doing construction on the stadium, so they only had 18,000. At least that's their excuse for having 18,000.
Yeah, right.
Syracuse, and they're very excited about Gomer Pyle.
Kyle McCord.
Him too. 16,000. Tennessee, they're also doing construction there. 10,000 people. And then no construction, just made me laugh. I will tell you, and I will tell you again, never again will the Miami Hurricanes be a perennial power.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
I don't care who's there. I don't care if they get Urban to come out of retirement and be the head coach. That's not to say they can't jump up and win 10 games and surprise you here and there. They will never be feared like they were once feared. And I can give you a million examples, but I'll just do this one. They drew 1,000 people for their spring game.
You know what they call that, Mike?
A high school scrimmage?
Friends and family. That's who was at that. Those were people who know the players, who are like friends with them on campus.
1,000 family members. People.
And coaches and all that. By the time you factor in everybody that's on a college football staff and the 100-plus players that are probably on the roster, I know not all of them are scholarship, you've got easily friends and family that covers that number. That's barely friends and family number. That doesn't even cover the amount of people that should be there.
Why isn't USC on this list? They had like 33,000, right?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Was that not official?
Well, I'm sure it was. Maybe they just didn't put them on this list. Maybe they just forgot.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway.
But you're right about Miami. You could get Jimmy Johnson and Nick Saban to, like, go there.
Dip themselves in the cocoon.
Right. Well, I'm saying you could get, like, guys who are seemingly done with all this. And Tom Brady could come and also just be like, hey, I'm going to be, like, the quasi-GM, the player development director guy. You could have all that. And they would still not draw more than 10,000 people to a spring game. And they still, unless they win it, unless they're undefeated going into, like, a playoff game, then maybe you would get a sellout. Like, that is just not a place that supports Miami football.
You know, it's becoming quite a tradition in my house.
What's that?
So I'm sitting on the couch last night, just minding my own business. I'm on my pad.
Which pad?
No, naked on the pad. Just, I was actually cruising for Air Jordans last night.
Oh, all right.
On the pad.
Which year or which vintage, I guess I should say.
I wanted a original colored, because they do variations of all this stuff.
Yes,
a million
of
different
course.
Colors. The Jordan 6.
Which one is that again?
I'm trying to remember. When he wore it, it was principally black.
Okay.
And had a little bit of red.
Yeah, is that the one with the air bubbles on the back?
I guess air bubbles on the side.
On the side, yeah. Okay.
And then it had the extended tongue.
Yeah, with the little holes in it.
With the little holes in it.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I wanted that so badly when I was a kid. My mother said that that's ridiculous, and I we're not going to spend that amount on shoes, and I'm going to go out, and I'm going to get you something that's better. That was my mom's answer for everything. No, we can't have dessert. We can't get ice cream. I got better at home. And by better, she meant freezer burned stuff that she got 3 years ago mm-hmm. that tasted like my dad's ass. Right? And when she said,
I just have to ask.
Don't ask.
How we know comparatively.
We don't know. We just envision.
Was there a side-by-side taste test?
We envision.
All right.
So I said, I really want these Jordan shoes. And she said, well, you're not getting them, but I'm going to go get you some shoes today because I know you need some for basketball practice. And so she went and I said, can I come with you and pick out the shoes? No, I know what I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came home from school that day, both excited and with a nervous pit in my stomach because I knew whatever she got, I had to wear.
Right.
I mean, there was no, I don't like this, take it back. Maybe you can get away with that today. But if I said to my mom, I refuse to wear these shoes, she's going to backhand me with the ring on.
Oof.
All right?
Oof.
I've gotten that before. And so she, I come home and I see on the counter, there is the bag for the Payless shoe source.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh.
That's not where they sell those.
Well, but you know, so, sometimes you can still maybe find like something, a gem.
You were holding out hope.
Yes,
I understand.
Maybe they would have like a Converse or something.
Right.
And so I said, what did you get me? She goes, oh, I know that all you kids like the pumps. You know, the shoes where you pump
right.
them up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said, oh, you got me Reebok pumps?
Yeah.
No, better. And then she pulls these out. They are pure white. Okay? Now, as an adult, I dig pure white gym shoes.
Sure.
As a kid, you didn't want pure white because that's what Denise Austin wore on the workout videos. They look like women's shoes.
Right.
They were pure white. They were pumps, but they were LA gear.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to you, she got these from the women's section. I swear.
Aren't they sharp?
Yeah, that's got to be a pit in your stomach type
yeah,
of moment.
It's really good. And so then I wore them because I had to wear them to basketball practice the next day. They mocked me for the next year.
Yeah.
About those shoes. Even today, if I run into somebody I was in fifth grade with, they'll say to me, hey, LA gear.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you.
That's not good, man. So are you getting a pair of these? Did you find a pair?
Well, the point that I'm trying to, you know, we got to take a break.
Okay. Well,
rapid fire coming up next, and then I will tell you the ridiculous amount of money that they want for these shoes.
Okay.
And how I'll probably pay it coming up next.
All right.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to find a holdup due to an accident on the left shoulder of westbound 670 before 71. And there's some slower traffic, just a couple minute delay on westbound 161 between Johnstown Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on the Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
This ain't one of them.
I got you early on this one.
No.
First segment we walked out of here, Ted was walking by me. I said, Teddy, same one of them. I got a good chuckle out of Ted on that.
Ah, yes.
All right, so the Air Jordans, I'm looking at them last night.
Yeah.
I want the Air Jordan 6, which is what he wore with championship number one in 91. Principally Beautiful. Black with a little bit of red on the bottom.
Beautiful shoe.
Yes, they have color variations. Don't send me the links. I'm not interested in color variations. I want the original color combination.
Mm-hmm.
$400.
$400?
$400.
Oh, my.
I showed him to Kristen last night. I said, what do you think?
I think we're getting divorced. You don't even wear them.
I know, but I want them. The little boy in me wants them.
Right.
And then I showed her a picture of the LA Gear shoes that I had to wear.
Yes.
I said, this, you want a trauma? This is trauma.
Yeah.
Right here.
The fake pumps.
Making your kid wear pure white women's LA Gear shoes to basketball practice.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder why I sucked.
I'm looking on StockX. They do have them for slightly less than four, but you're right.
In a size 10?
They got them. They have a size. It says US size 10, 309.
$309.
Now, I know you said you didn't like the different colors or whatever. The ones they have in white, I actually had a pair of those back when I was banging the white ones.
You did?
Yeah.
You know what?
Did you get some tail in those shoes, Teddy?
No.
At least you're honest. I was at the Nike outlet up there at the, I say up there, over there, however you live next to it. The outlet malls by like Delaware and... Oh, Sunbury.
36.
Yeah, off 36. I went there and they did have the new retro versions of those that are, they're designed to the same specs as the old ones. And they had them for like $110, but they were white.
I don't want white.
I know, but they had the white ones there. I actually tried a pair on because if they fit, I was going to buy them. I tried to squeeze my big old fat tootsie in there and it just wasn't great.
Why can't they make more shoes for girthy footed people?
I don't know, man. I actually, that's what I do now. I go look, if I'm going to buy any of these shoes, I will go on YouTube or one of these other places where people review stuff. And I will say, what, like, are these good for like wide feet? And then you'll get a decent number of reviews saying either whatever the consensus is.
I'm not buying these for comfort though.
I know. You just want them. I get it. It's your holy grail.
All right. Rapid fire.
Sponsored by Custom Air. Custom Air. Custom Solutions. Custom Comfort.
All right, Teddy, rapid fire number one.
Okay, the NBA play-in tournament averaged 3.2 million viewers, which is a 22% increase over last season. Because of this success, do you think the NHL will add a play-in round to their postseason?
Yes, because they are money-hungry whores, and they want to maximize as many playoff games as they possibly can. Look, I think, you know, 16 teams making the playoffs is perfectly acceptable, but I'm just an old dinosaur, so what do I care? Go ahead.
Yeah, I tend to think they'll do something just because it keeps more teams feeling like they have a chance, when in reality we know if you're the 8th seed, largely, you probably... Most of the time, unless I guess you're St. Louis a few years ago, you don't usually have a chance in Stanley Cup playoffs.
Let's play the Jackets.
Did they have a chance?
No. Beat the Lightning.
What does that mean? And then
And
they got run by a real team.
I don't remember that.
Boston ran them.
Said beat the Lightning.
Okay. All I'm saying is they'll let more teams in, keep more interest. Sure. They'll expand it. I don't think it'll be as successful as the NBA's play-in tournament, but whatever.
Hey, Teddy.
It's fine.
Yeah. Did you watch the Islanders diarrhea all over themselves last night?
Yeah, I may have lost some money on that.
Lost some money on that one?
Oh, that's not good. No. Sorry to hear that.
Bet the White Sox, you made some money.
I should have.
I'm on the White Sox A's parlay now.
I'm going to send your kids to college. Rapid fire number two.
All right, Andy Reid, he just signed a new extension with the Chiefs. He has 26 postseason wins. That's five behind Bill Belichick, who has the most postseason wins. Do you think Andy Reid will pass Belichick for the most postseason wins?
Yeah, why not?
Are we talking postseason wins? I just want to be clear.
Postseason wins. Yeah, I'm going to say he does. Passes them.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's going to be coaching, like you said, till 2029 is at least what the contract says.
He could drop dead tomorrow.
All right, let's say he coaches three more years of that contract. I think it's reasonable he gets 5 to 6 playoff wins. Yeah, easily.
Rapid fire number three.
We love our hot takes around here, so give me your hot take on anything related to the NFL draft.
Caleb Williams will go number one to the Bears. That is not a hot take. However, in November of this upcoming season, he will have a sex change and become the first female NFL player. That's your hot take? That's my hot take.
I have a slightly less hot take by comparison.
Mine is scalding hot.
But I think mine is a little more accurate, and that is that Caleb Williams is the only one of these quarterbacks that are being drafted in this first round who will be a starter in the NFL in 5 years.
Not with the Bears.
No, he will. He's good.
I'll tell you what.
He's your answer.
Oh, my.
He's your answer.
How many times I've heard that? over my 44 years of life. Oh, we found the answer.
He's no doubt. Can't miss.
No. Shut up. Now you're just trolling me. I hate your face. Rapid fire number four.
All right, Colin, man, you were just talking about buying a pair of Jordans. So I've seen both of you guys wear some flashy shoes recently. What's the flashiest shoe that you ever owned or worn?
Ooh, I have the Jordan Concords, the Jordan 11s. With the red patent leather.
Yeah.
I have that. That's pretty flashy.
Those are flashy.
Let me tell you something. They hurt like hell. Not comfortable.
Well, one of the ones that you're talking about, Ted, I got the Luka 2s.
Yes.
Luka Doncic has...
Nice.
He's a Jordan athlete, so he doesn't... They're not officially Jordans, but they're Jordan brand Nikes. Those are in the bread colorway, the black and red colorway, which kind of mirrors that one you're talking about, Mike. I like those shoes a lot. But my flashiest ones I own, they're actually cheap ones I got from Under Armour. They are SC30, Steph Curry's. They are like his bargain shoe, not his premier line of shoe.
I thought you hated Steph Curry.
He has comfy shoes.
Oh, okay.
I told you, I look for the wide feet.
Right.
And by the way, I don't hate him. I just rooted against it. Anyway, I have some that are white, pink, hot neon green, and black. And they are like...
That's quite the combo.
Ridiculous looking. Yes. I wear them occasionally.
Rapid fire number five.
All right, here's my favorite one. Today, it's National Talk Like Shakespeare Day. I've given both of you guys some quotes to read, so give me a little Shakespeare.
All right, I can't read Shakespeare.
What do you mean you can't read it?
I can't physically read it. I can't do it justice. So instead, I'm going to channel someone who's going to read the Shakespeare for me.
Oh, okay. Who's that?
Okay, I'm just saying.
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time, and all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what? I too cannot read Shakespeare on my own. I guess I must speak as maybe someone else who could read it.
Hello, Lizzie. It's good to see you, darling. You know, all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits, their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. I remember Lord Beaverqueef, I believe, played many parts in one night with us, if you'll recall. His acts being seven ages. Seven was a number that came to mind when we measured in inches as well. I took a little license,
meters,
darling.
Meters, though. Meters.
I took a little license, darling. Meters?
Meters.
Maybe you can take meters, darling.
I'm just telling you, when I was with Beaverqueef, he was 7 meters. Maybe he was more excited.
Lizzie.
Maybe he called my friends at Tri-State Men's Health.
I like that you're now slamming it with the endorsements, Liz. That's good for you. I know in your old age, you've got to make money where you can. So, do you remember when we played badminton in the buff?
Oh, absolutely.
The Duke of Northumbridge, Lizzie.
Oh, I remember hitting that shuttlecock to the Duke.
We kept losing the shuttlecock. Couldn't find it. I remember it flew into the hedge many a time.
No, I believe you were being cheeky and hiding it in your butt cheeks.
It's not how I recall it. In fact, Count Fart Paddle, I remember specifically, said he was looking all over in the bush for the shuttlecock and couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
We had to abandon the game, but we found other ways to entertain ourselves.
Bye-bye!
This is nauseating, isn't it?
What?
What? Just me doing it?
I blacked out. I don't remember
anything. Me doing it by myself is nauseating? Now, you're going to join in? We're not going to have any listeners left for this dumb show. We're eating chips. We're doing shuttlecocks and...
Shuttlecock. It's what you don't like badminton?
I like
the Olympics are coming up.
I do like it.
Let's go.
Yes. Timmy is excited about something. And you know what? I am excited about the possibility of something. We'll talk about it next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to find an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 270 on the east outer belt after 33 southeast. And we've got some slow traffic on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. And another slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name, same flexible payments. Go to directauto.com for a free quote. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
So Diebler is hitting the portal, trying to find reinforcements. Felix is in the portal. You need to find some more scoring. I saw Timmy posting about this on Twitter. Excited about the possibility of Oakland's Trey Townsend coming to the Buckeyes in the portal. Now, Timmy, this dude is, he's a scorer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
17 a game, I think. Yep. 8 rebounds. He's not going to give you, obviously, the size that Felix would. He's 6'6". He plays forward. And we have no indication that he has settled on Ohio State. However, the news today was he called off an official visit to Michigan State.
Right. Which is good.
It is good because that means he's made his decision. Right, he did an official visit here. Where else did he go?
He's got the list reportedly down to Arizona and the Buckeyes.
Okay.
So just those two. And he's got some connections back here to Ohio State. And obviously, having gone to school just one state up, he is not far away from, you know, that previous point of his life. I just like this guy, you know? Everybody wants to talk about Golkey, who is the three-point threat for Oakland, but this was their best player. This was their guy. He actually just won the mid-major National Player of the Year award. So that's how good this guy is. And he can hit the outside shot. He can shoot the three, but he's much more of a complete player. And the thing I like about this dude, he's thick. He's a thick 6'6". So he can play that three position and play it really well.
Purdue's guy who was coming off the bench for them, Mason Gillis, who's like been a good player for them throughout his time there.
Yeah, I know.
They're similar. They're similar size type of guys, right? Because I think they're both around 6'6", both around like that 225, 230 mark.
Yeah, Gillis is a really strong player too.
If you didn't watch a lot of college basketball, you remember Purdue had a guy. The difference is Gillis come off the bench and he could shoot threes. He was like 45% or something. He was ridiculous.
Yeah, he was north of 50 for a while.
Yeah,
he just didn't have that volume in the three-point shot. Yeah.
So that's not Trey Townsend's game. He's still, though, like 38%.
Right,
yeah. That's not bad.
He's just not shooting that many of them, but it's not like he can't hit the outside shot. This was a guy that scored almost 40 in their conference championship game, the win that propelled them into the NCAA tournament. I think he had, 17-11 against Kentucky in the win. It wasn't his best offensive night, but then he had 30 against NC State. They ultimately lost, but he had a great game. This is the kind of guy that you would be looking for if you're going with a mid-major type of player. Very experienced, four-year guy, fifth year incoming, and I cannot see another Tanner Holden situation unfolding if he comes over. It's different because Tanner had eligibility left, but this would be something that would help this program, and he'd be a huge asset.
I mean, if they get him, then to me, you've won the transfer portal. I still need to see another big, but I'm less concerned about it because I feel like your scoring is going to be significantly covered now. Like Jameson Battle, that's covered, right?
Talk about the big situation, though,
mm-hmm.
because Felix hits the portal, which is something that we didn't expect. I know that Aaron Bradshaw came in, but was it just that, do you think? Or do you think it was something else?
I think It was a big part of it. I do. I think he was probably looking at a couple other situations. I don't know. My mind's on Tennessee things right now. And maybe he was waiting to see certain things happen in the portal. And my problem with that was, well, could you wait before you put out the graphic and the post that says you're staying?
Yeah.
If there's a chance that you might want to go to the portal. And I know Aaron Bradshaw came in after he put that out, but you also knew at that point that you had a lot of spots to fill. Well, as I mean, a team.
I'm sure Jake's not teammates. Looking him in the eye saying, I'm not going to bring in any big guys.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure he didn't give him that promise. Like, we're trying to build a team, right? It just stinks that it feels like you're at the point where if you try to improve too much, you might run the risk of pissing somebody off that's already on your squad. So I do think that it was Aaron Bradshaw coming in and probably looking elsewhere and making sure maybe another team that you might be interested in loses a couple of guys to where there's room for you. So we'll see here soon where he pops up, if it's with the Vols or if it's with somebody else, who knows?
Quick little survey I want from everybody in this room.
Okay.
This is going to happen. It's just, when is it going to happen? Give me the year where college athletes sign contracts with schools.
I'll say 2029.
I was going to say 2029 too.
Bone? Yeah, I was going to say it's before 2030, so I'll go with 2029. That's
Teddy,
about where I was.
2029 is the number. Can you beat it?
I'll go 2028 and a half.
There you go. Summertime.
So we're all around the same area.
No, yeah.
It's coming and relatively soon.
We might be over on it. Like it could be within less than five years. Like I fully believe we're getting
it could
to that
be.
Point.
Don't you think you'd want to be able to offer? And those 2-year contracts would be the hot ones, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't think you can make it a 4-year deal.
No, no.
Players probably wouldn't be into it. They'd want to have another shot, you know, they'd want that bridge deal to start.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about bad quarterbacks coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You should watch out for an accident on Riverside Drive near Bethel Road. And we have another crash on the right shoulder of northbound 71 at 270, and that's on the north outer belt. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding, they have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and $2,000 off all roof replacements through the end of the month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Maybe you are looking for a romantic evening out with your special someone.
Okay.
And you've done all the typical places, you know, the fancy restaurants and, you know, no-tell motels.
Oh, all right.
The vibrating bed and...
Yeah.
Maybe the jacuzzi right there in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's got some good DNA in it.
The most sanitary jacuzzi in the history of the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
But here's my suggestion. I want you to take your special person to Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Agreed.
Specifically, the 12,000 square foot sports book, because nothing says I love you and let's get it on than some high stakes action. And if you want a guaranteed winner every single time, whoever the White Sox are playing, bet them. Bet them. You will win every single time, and you're going to win with your significant other, your spouse, your lady friend, whatever, as long as you go to Hollywood Casino Columbus. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's talk about some bad quarterback. Oh, by the way, White Sox last night, speaking of bad, shut out by the Twins last night. That is 8 shutouts in the first 22 games of the season. 8. If you're asking, has that ever been done before in Major League Baseball? No, it has not. good thing it's a new sport. They haven't been playing it that long.
Dude, I'm sorry. I just want to say.
No, don't be sorry.
No, no, no. I want to say I'm sorry that your baseball team is so bad that it's when it's turned to the point that it's bringing you joy.
It is. It's bringing me joy because I'm sitting. I started to tell the story earlier where I'm sitting on my pad last night.
Yes, yes. Sorry.
And I have the White Sox on in the background, but I'm just, you know, casually listening to them and laughing. And I watch more for Ozzie Guillen, who does, you know, pre and post game show. I like to get his reaction to the awful.
Sure.
Because he doesn't sugarcoat anything. As a matter of fact, White Sox manager Pedro Grifol got thrown out of the game last night. And, you know, on the broadcast, they're talking about, hey, you know, sometimes as a manager, you have to do that. You have to get yourself thrown out. And then that changes the momentum of the team.
Uh-huh.
And then Ozzy came on and said, well, then he should have punched the umpire in the face. That's the only way you're going to change the momentum for this team.
That's the only way it would have happened. You're
yes.
right.
Yes. And so I'm sitting there and I'm watching and I'm texting all my buddies, mm-hmm. all my White Sox friends, buddies, that too. We're just all miserable together watching this, and it turns into a fun experience. It's fun now.
That's where I have felt like when you know you're watching crap and all you can do then, because there's no hope that, well, maybe if they go out and sign somebody. No, there's none of that. There's no hope for this team
sign
this year.
Sign somebody.
Yeah, my point is when you're mediocre, it actually can be worse as an experience as a fan when you think, well, maybe if they just do this and this and this, they can make the playoffs. Yes, to then what effect? 9 times out of 10, to lose miserably in the first round, and even if you get out of that, you're probably getting smoked in the second round. Doesn't matter, is my point. Mediocrity is kind of worse because it gives you false hope. You, this year, have zero hope after the first.
This is the worst team I've ever seen.
I know. After 20 games, you knew this team was toast and not going to do anything this year.
20 games?
Okay, after 5 games.
After 3 games?
Okay, whatever. My point is, you knew very early on, and there's over 100 games left, that this was a joke. So you and all your friends who watch the White Sox can now talk to each other and just say, no one's under any false pretenses. No one's delusional enough to think this team is going to turn it around magically. So let's just mock them mercilessly as they are fully disappointing. I think that's better as a fan from the experience side of things than if you think your team's kind of in it and maybe they could make a run when they really have no chance and you're just going to end in misery. I'd rather have just a full-on failure and just mock it.
3-19 with 8 shutouts thrown in there.
No one's ever done it.
No one's ever had eight shutouts of Major League Baseball.
22 games.
Let's talk about bad quarterbacks. So 2001 was quite the quarterback draft. 5 quarterbacks were taken in the first 15 picks. Lots of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
4 of those 5 have since been traded.
Oh, yeah.
Zach Wilson was dealt yesterday. He was the number 2 pick in the draft. He goes to Colorado for a bag of balls. Denver for a bag of balls.
Well, technically, Denver cosplaying as the Fighting Illini.
Yes.
With their new gross uniforms.
But good news for Zach Wilson. Isn't Denver where his parents live and where he was having the conquests?
Oh,
his mom's friends?
It does seem like he took a trip. He was not with the team. And
on a bye week.
Yeah, and there were rumors that he got with someone from the mom's book club.
Right. So anyway, maybe he doesn't play, but at least he's back in the bunko group. Who knows? So Zach Wilson traded. Trey Lance already traded to the Cowboys for a 4th-round pick. I would also like to point out that the best return has been for Trey Lance.
And that's a fourth round pick.
The Bears traded Justin Fields to the Steelers for a 6th round pick, which can become a 4th round pick if Fields hits playing time incentives.
You still have to explain that one to me. I know Justin Fields has his limitations. I am floored that no one wanted to take a chance on him.
I don't know what to tell you.
For
man.
More than that.
The Patriots have traded Mac Jones, who was taken 15th overall, to the Jags for a 6th round pick. So your best return package came from Trey Lance.
Yeah.
A 4th round pick. Trevor Lawrence is the only one still on his original team. He was the number 1 pick in the draft. He is still in Jacksonville. That's a bad class.
Right. And Trevor Lawrence, I mean, I think he's good. I don't think that it's a, like, given that he's just going to take you to a Super Bowl or that he's that, like, I don't think he's a next level guy.
Not yet.
Not yet. He has a chance to become that, but it's not even like him, the one guy that you can point to and say, well, at least he's worked out. Yeah, he's worked out as far as he's an everyday starter in the NFL. Is he a guy that you would, you know, is he projecting more like a Kirk Cousins type who's very good and will make your team very competitive, get you to the playoffs, that kind of thing? Or is he going to eventually become more like a Pat Mahomes, Joe Burrow type? That's what we don't know yet.
Tom Brady, who was putting out feelers out there that he wants to maybe come back and play, which I think is ridiculous. Also ridiculous, on Sunday, May 5th, he will be live on Netflix being roasted.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Big celebrity roast. It's being called The Groat, the greatest roast of all time. Kevin Hart will host it. They say it will be live, unedited, from the Kia Forum in Los Angeles, 8 o'clock on Netflix.
You know what probably isn't great? An unedited roast. And I don't mean that for the reason you think. If you're thinking, oh, wow, Bone, can't handle the heat from the little sauce they're going to be throwing at Tom Brady. No, that's not it. You don't know how many times at these roasts people absolutely bomb.
Yeah.
And it's brutal.
They clean them up.
When
good.
You watch Comedy Central roasts, they are conveniently within an hour. That's because they cut some of the jokes that just fell completely flat and no one enjoyed and they weren't any good. Now, if someone falls flat and it's almost laughably bad, they'll keep that in. But the mediocre stuff, like we were just talking about with sports, the mediocrity they will cut out so that you can watch the really funny stuff and the really awful stuff and there's no in between. This, I hope that everybody's bringing their A game because that could be really a tough watch if they have a couple clankers in there.
I find myself asking this a lot, especially now, like when I see Sarah Jessica Parker show up on Candy Crush commercials. Mm. And I just say, why?
Right.
You know, she's got tons of money. She's married to a guy that has tons of money. Why are you showing up doing Candy Crush commercials? Why is Tom Brady signing up for this?
What do you mean?
Why does he want to do it?
Oh, the celebrity roast thing?
Yeah.
I think people look at that as like a rite of, like, look at how great it is. It's a celebrity thing. You're that big of a celebrity now that they're going to roast you. I'm not talking about like Comedy Central roast where they were doing Flava Flav and David Hasselhoff. No, if you go back to like what it used to be, they would have Muhammad Ali. They would have Ronald Reagan in the 80s and Don Rickles is like, hello, governor. You know, like that, like they used to have A-listers that they were ripping to shreds. That to me is the roast thing that maybe this harkens back to if it's good.
Okay.
But it's probably not.
I'm excited for Ruth Buzzy to show up.
Good. See, you know what I'm talking about.
I know you're talking about
the Dean Martin roast.
I just don't. And he also strikes me as a guy who doesn't have any sense of humor.
Well,
he's going to sit there with a sourpuss on his face.
He strikes me as the type of guy who's going to really look forward to dropping his mixtape at the end where he gets to go off on everybody else with all those writers that you see, all the comedians you see at these roasts. When at the end they let the celebrity come up and do their jokes, you know all those writers wrote the jokes about them. That's how that works. Like if he's got a joke about Kevin Hart, Kevin Hart will have written that joke about Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
That's how that goes if you don't know how roasts work typically. So he'll look forward to landing his shots. I'm with you. I don't think he's very humorous. I don't think he's very engaging. I have no idea why he's getting hundreds of millions of dollars to go be boring on TV during NFL games.
Well, here's my next question for you. What are the odds he does one game?
I understand where you're coming from. There is definitely, it's not like 10,000 to one or anything. Like
Well, let me tell you something. He does nothing by accident. He's putting out that feeler on the podcast like, well, if it was the right situation, maybe like MJ, I just walk right in. This is a guy who wants to keep playing. This is a guy who is not interested in becoming a broadcaster, regardless of what type of hard work he says he's putting in. You don't float stuff like that out. He's doing it on purpose.
He's signed with Fox, right?
Yeah.
If I am Fox, the way I look at that is I go, hey, Tom, we respect that. Just know the contract starts now and it's based on how many games you do for us. So if you don't show up, we don't pay. But the clock is running down. So you can, like, just like a player who doesn't report for training camp, you can lose money on your deal if you don't report and show up. We're not fining you. We're just not paying you for work you're not doing. If you go and do this all season and say, oh, I might go play in the NFL, and you kind of sit out again and don't start, great. We will not pay for that, but our clock is running out where you're going to keep, you're not going to make as much money as you could. I would start pushing back a little bit towards him and say, come on, man, like, didn't you want to do this? We signed you up for it. Let's go.
The biggest stadium in the history of stadiums will be announced tomorrow. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident on northbound 270's on-ramp from Alum Creek Drive on the east outer belt. Emergency crews are on scene, and we do have an accident on both shoulders of westbound 70 on the west side after Mountain Street. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you wanted to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Tuesday. So glad you've tuned in. 3 hours a day, every single day. Do it. That's all we ask. Isn't that good enough?
Yeah.
For the safety of your eternal soul?
One would hope.
You know, my wife was playing, and anybody who's married, you play these games where you run out of things to talk about, so you just make up stuff to talk about.
Oh?
And she's like, okay, I got a question. What if you get, you die, and you go to the pearly gates, and St. Peter's there? And he says, before I let you in, I'm going to give you an hour to go anywhere you want in the whole world, but you can't go see anybody that you love. Where do you go? And I said, it's a stupid question. I said, first of all, if I'm there and I'm greeted by St. Peter at the pearly gates, I'm not going to wait an hour. I'm going to say, I pass.
Right.
Bring me in now because I want to see what's at the other end of that gate.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't do that. It's not part of the game. Well, I can't see anybody that I love.
No.
So then you just travel somewhere. Wouldn't you want to just go to like a nice place somewhere that you've always wanted to visit?
But what I'm going
to
be thinking about the entire time is, what's on the other side of that gate? It's going to be an agonizing hour. I'm not going to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's fascinating to me. Because I would probably just say, oh, all right, so this is like the waiting room for heaven then, right? Like, you know, sometimes you're going to a nice party or something. They say, hey, you know, you get there a little early and they're like, hey, the room's not ready yet, but here's the cocktails are out here. You just get a drink and you chill out and then eventually they let you into the nice party.
No, I want to go rest in that room. No, I want to get into the room.
You know what I would do? In that situation, no joke, I would say, transport me to the like best pub in England. And when I say best, I mean the one that like British people say, that's the one we would go to have our last beer. And I would go there and I would then like, I'd be a different human than I am. Usually when I'm out, I'm not the person who's like standing up on a bar that's like, let's go. Yeah, cheers. Like, I'm not doing that. But I would do everything I could to make that thing a party for an hour and try to get a big festive thing going and have my last pint.
So she would like your answer very much. She did not like my answer.
Yeah.
And what I ultimately settled on is I would ask St. Peter, so I'm in, right?
Right.
I mean, whatever I do in this next hour doesn't affect anything, me getting in these gates, right?
Yeah.
If the answer is yes, I go and I kill everyone that I hate.
Right.
I go on a 1 hour killing spree and just take everybody out.
I wonder if St. Peter would let you do that.
He made a promise to me. He's not going to break his promise.
Can't be
he
a liar.
He said I was in.
Like, I'm sorry, did you not say that that was the promise? Are you going to be a liar, St. Peter?
I was willing to pass. I just wanted to go in.
Yeah.
You said, no, you got to go someplace for an hour.
Now, can I tell you something real about that conversation? The real answer for me when it comes to, because I had this discussion with my parents, I've had this discussion with people in my life. When I was a little kid, I remember vividly being in church, and they would talk about, listen, you get up to, as our church used to call it, Sweet Beulah Land. That's where you're going. You're going to the
Sweet Beulah Land.
That's just one of the many euphemisms for heaven.
Okay.
You know, the city on a thousand hills, like all these just beautiful. Like you're gonna go up there and you're gonna be up there. And they're like, and everybody you've ever met that you love that's made this decision that's, you know, going to heaven, they're gonna be there. And then you're gonna be there forever, for eternity, for the rest of existence. And then there was a preacher we had. I remember it clear as day. I was like 10. He's like, not a couple years, not 100 years, not even 1,000 years. You can't even fathom it. It's eternity. And I remember being in the church going, that sounds awful. Like we had just had a family reunion a few weeks before. And after like 8 hours around these people, I was like, as a little kid, I'm kind of overwhelmed. I need some space. And so then when they put it that way, I said, yeah, I don't know if I like that.
Well,
it doesn't sound great.
I'm assuming the afterlife is going to be better than, you know, half spoiled potato salad at some sort of park.
You're missing the point.
No,
I
get
you know
point.
This. If you go to Disneyland, whatever your happy place is, it's good for a while. And then when they put it in those terms, I was like, 1,000, and it's not, and then it was like 1,000 years is like a drop in the bucket. That's nothing. That's where I said, I'm not sure I want this. And then I started asking questions that got me yelled at. And so I stopped asking questions.
Maybe that's how, like I don't know how any of this works. Nobody does.
No one does. Right.
Okay.
We're just talking here.
You know, maybe that's what they get you. Oh, it's all peaceful. And then you're in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're in there for a while.
Right.
And you're talking to the same people. And there's no pain. There's no suffering. You want for nothing. But there's still.
No.
You know, there's just, you're just talking to the same people. And one day, St. Peter or whoever else is there,
right,
says, hey, you've been here for a while. You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm looking for volunteers. Who wants to go back as a cougar? Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody?
Now we're talking.
You know,
then
it's
I'm
like,
in.
Oh, I've been here for a while. I've talked to all of you.
And then I would ask, like, what happens? If I get, like, mauled by another cougar,
well, then you'll
come
back up and see me. But
yeah. And then you can pick something else.
Yeah, then you can, you know.
I'm in.
I'm just saying, volunteers, cougar.
Anybody? I'm in. Now that I would do forever. Because then it'd be like, hey, we got blue whales. It's time for blue whale volunteers. I'm like, in. They live for a long time. I'm in the water. I'm eating krill. Nothing's getting me.
I saw a stat the other day about the blue whale butthole.
You know, for just a split second, I thought, there's going to be some science happening here.
There is science.
The blue whale, and then in the next words were butthole.
There is science.
But what? All right. Yes. What is the science about the BH of the B-dub?
Oh, a blue whale's anus can stretch to 3.5 feet.
Wow.
In diameter.
Wow.
And there is a Reddit thread that has a photo of it.
What?
Yeah, if you really wanted to.
Why?
And again, this is not the butt. This is just the holio. Three and a half feet.
It's the business section of the butt, right? It's the 3.5 feet.
All right, the greatest stadium of all time is getting introduced tomorrow. So the Chicago Bears will unveil plans tomorrow for a publicly owned dome just south of Soldier Field at a press conference. They had the plans for suburban Arlington Heights. The local government there wasn't willing to give them the tax breaks and incentives that they wanted. So they pivoted now to the desperate city of Chicago, who's going to give them land and a stadium for free, essentially. And we have to have a big, huge dome because that's what everybody wants now. And that's fine. I was already the guy yelling, get off my lawn earlier today. I'll continue to do it. To me, it's different if you're a team like the Lions, if you're a team like the Vikings who have played in domes for so long, you don't really have anybody alive who remembers what it's like to have outdoor football.
Right.
Throughout their entire history, the Chicago Bears have played outside. Wrigley Field, Soldier Field, new old Soldier Field. they've always been outside. You coined the phrase bear weather. To me, that's something special. Now, I know you're saying, oh, well, the ticket holders don't like it. They want it to be 72. Do they? There's been a season ticket waiting list for this crappy team for a long time. You're not going to have a problem selling tickets, especially with a brand new state-of-the-art stadium, whether it's under a dome or not. You're not going to have a problem with that. What you want to do is you want to have all the other highfalutin events. Football's almost secondary. You want to be the home of WrestleMania. You want to have Final Fours. You want to have everything that's cool. You want to have a Super Bowl there. You are willing to sell your soul for one Super Bowl coming to the city of Chicago.
Well, that's what boggles my mind, right? Like, if you're a steakhouse, and let's say that's what you're known for is steaks. That's what you advertise, what everybody comes there for. And then as it turns out over the years, you also happen to make like a delicious dessert item. I don't know, maybe you serve a great creme brulee. If you then put the focus on, you know what we ought to do is become the creme brulee spot, the steak's going to suffer. Is it not?
Yeah.
If you change your focus, I don't think that works well. And yeah, I know it's kind of a bit of a laughable comparison, but getting WrestleMania to be in Chicago, to be in Soldier Field and the indoor thing, that's all good, but you're losing the identity of what the Bears mean to a lot of people. And over time, that may eventually, I know Chicago loves football, that probably won't change for any significant amount of time.
It won't change anything.
But I'm just saying, I don't understand.
People like me yelling at the wall.
I don't understand why you would want to mess with that when you're still, that's the number one thing people come to you for is football.
So when you see the renderings tomorrow, okay, when the Bears unveil the renderings of their new state-of-the-art dome tomorrow, I want you to remember one thing and one thing only. Teddy, are you listening to me? One thing you have to remember. One thing.
Yes.
The blue whale's butthole gets up to 3.5 feet wide. Remember it. Game show next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident on southbound 270's off-ramp to East Broad Street on the East Outer Belt to watch out for. And we've got a 5-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding, they have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality for free design, estimate, and $2,000 off all roof replacements through the end of the month. Call 866-661-OAKS. Or visit OaksRoofingAndSiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. You know what tomorrow is?
Oh, I know what it is. Off day for Teddy.
Oh, that's right. Ted's not working.
It's that time of year.
It's Teddy's getting Wednesday off. But that means it is Wild Card Wednesday. Without Panama Ted, but Bodie will be in. So he'll still handle all the duties that Ted does on Wild Card Wednesday.
You know who else we will talk to tomorrow? His first week of retirement, Jeff Renner.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I have a sneaking suspicion that he will have already attended. Yes, that's right.
Attended.
A hockey game.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you he went to a Panther game.
I'm quite sure he did. You're exactly right.
You know, he already was telling me, he's like, well, you know, I can't do the grind anymore, but if you need me for a game. I said, you can't do a game.
What do you mean, do a game?
You had a big farewell.
No.
This is it. This is the last one.
No, he can't do that.
You can't come and do one and done.
Now, I do think if he wants to branch out into other sports, like, you know, he could go do some. I know he's done baseball.
Maybe,
you imagine Jeff Rimmer. If, like, let's say Paul Keels is unable to do a broadcast for some reason, an illness. Paul fights through everything to get to those Buckeye football broadcasts. But let's just say there's one that he has to skip a week for some reason. You imagine Rimmer on the call?
I can imagine Rimmer and Matt Andrews fighting to the death.
How's it going,
first
everybody?
First of all, I do both voices.
I'm sorry. I thought I would help you.
No.
All right, go ahead.
You can't do it.
Go ahead.
No, it's the moment's lost.
Oh, jeez.
Tomorrow, Wild Card Wednesday.
Hello?
All right. You are a 3.5-foot butthole.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment. All right, it's a historic food quiz, Mike.
All right.
The history of food. Here we go.
Let's go.
In what region of the world is time believed to have originated? Not
time.
Not the concept of time.
Oh.
Time.
T-H-Y-M-E.
Yeah. Mediterranean or South American? Is that what region there?
Mediterranean.
Yeah, that's correct. That's why a lot of food, of course, from that region has involved time in
the
recipes.
I love time.
Yeah.
Time to me is beef's best friend.
Wild thyme.
Season liberally.
Yeah, you got to use it. Wild thyme, native to the Mediterranean region, has been used throughout history in a variety of those cultures, dating back to Roman times, Greeks, Egyptians, all used thyme. They loved thyme. Now you know. Next up, tofu is an important part of traditional Japanese cuisine, but the earliest known reference to it existing in Japan is in an 11th century document. Where did the Japanese learn the technique for producing tofu from soybeans? Did they learn this from Russians or from the Chinese?
I'm going to say the Chinese.
Yes, that is correct. And apparently in this 11th century document that we have, there were different merchants and stuff from China who were eating this, making this. This actually became a big deal in Japan, but it was because in China there were a lot of at the time, I believe it was Buddhists who were vegetarian. And so tofu was something that they used to be able to, as a staple of their diets. So that's where that started and then ended up over in Japan. And then they kind of took it and ran with it. Next up, some of the earliest evidence of chocolate as a foodstuff has been found in remains related to the Olmec people in which, and they use quotes here, Middle American country did they live? Was this Mexico or Guatemala? Where did the Olmec people live who seem to have been some of the first people to use chocolate?
I'm going to go with Guatemala bone.
You know, I was going to as well, but it's wrong. They lived in what is now South and Central Mexico. Traces of chocolate have been found in Olmec vessels dating back to at least 1700 BC. They are believed to have used it as either a medicine or in religious rituals, not as a part of their daily diet, but they did eat it. And it is believed that that is one of the first civilizations that said, chocolate, good.
You ever taste pure cacao?
Oh, it's a thing.
It's
very different than...
It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah. Yes, more to come. Farmers in Africa and Asia plant chilies around their food crops to keep which marauding animal at bay? Rabbits or elephants?
I'm going to say elephants don't give a crap about the chilies. Let's go with rabbits.
You would be incorrect.
Really?
Yeah. And that, I was kind of giving you a hint there because those are the two types of elephants, Asian and African elephants.
Oh, yeah. Well,
those are the
attention.
Well,
I'm
in either case, they would eat most of these crops. However, for whatever reason, the capsaicin in the chilies is so disliked by elephants, they will avoid it. It gets into their trunk. Think about if you had, like, some kind of chili and it got up your nose. You know that feeling where it's like burning? That's what they, that's what people think, scientists think, is why the elephants have nothing to do with it, because they can't touch it without it getting all the way up in their trunk and making them miserable. So
speaking
they don't
of chilies, the most uncomfortable I think I've ever been was when I had the idea to pickle habaneros.
Okay.
All right, not jalapenos.
Habaneros.
Habaneros.
Yeah, it was
okay?
A little bit hotter.
Because I had had them at some Mexican restaurants and I thought they were delicious. I'll pickle my own. How hard can it be?
Sure.
Well, not hard. However, when you're slicing the habaneros, don't scratch your eye.
Oh.
Which I then got habanero juice in my eye, and it was
bad.
Like a good 2 days.
Yeah, it's
where
bad.
Where I felt like crap.
It's bad. It's bad. Indian food, of course, has a long history of flavorful curries. A prominent ingredient in many of those dishes was not available to locals until the beginning of the 16th century when trade links with the Americas were established. Which of these two spices was not available to them? Cardamom or chili to use in their curries? Which of those ingredients was not available to them until the 16th century?
Cardamom?
No. Chili.
Chili?
Chili.
Chilies
yeah.
came from the Americas. There were no chilies.
Apparently, it's the chili that has mostly been used in these type of dishes initially was indigenous to modern-day Mexico and other parts of the Americas.
So these may have been chilies, just not those chilies.
Yeah, these were found by explorers brought over to Europe and Asia, where they then went crazy. Everybody loved them.
That fascinates me.
Yeah, and like, so you would associate a lot of those spices with Indian food, but they came from this part of the world, apparently.
Well, like tomatoes. You think about the Mediterranean, you think about Italian. That's an American food.
Yep.
Before 1492, they didn't see a tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with potatoes.
Yeah.
We assume, you know, potato, all Irish, potato. They didn't see a potato. It was a new world food.
Yeah, that's right. I got a couple other weird ones for you. In 1569, Pope Pius V, what did he declare about chocolate? Was it that chocolate is the work of Satan, or that Christians who were fasting were allowed to drink chocolate?
I'm going to say work of Satan.
No.
No?
He said... Because it was getting so popular, he said, listen, I understand you're fasting, but if you drink the chocolate, it's allowed. So this was like a big deal at the time. Mm-hmm. People said, oh, good. This helps me get through the fasting a little bit easier.
The progressive pope.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The other one was when corn was first introduced in Europe, many people in Spain were worried about it. They had a very specific fear. What was it? Was it that they would explode like popcorn, or that they would be committing heresy?
Why would they be committing heresy?
I don't know. That seems pretty irrational.
Explode.
Heresy.
Why?
Because they believed that Holy Communion bread could not be made out of anything other than wheat. If you made it out of wheat, it didn't work. So they wouldn't eat anything made out of corn.
Also corn. They never saw corn.
No. They were
they
not
no
aware.
Idea
that
what
came
corn
over,
was.
That came over from here, was brought back. And then the other thing that was interesting, they thought they would turn into the people who lived in America. They thought Native Americans were Native Americans because they ate corn, and if you ate it, you would just turn into that.
I see.
They were not worried about exploding, though, thankfully.
All right. Thank you, Bone.
You're not welcome.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some slow traffic causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and Hague Avenue, and watch for an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 71 on the north side near 5th Avenue. Police are on scene causing some delay. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership, make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, rocking his classic Kansas City Royals satin jacket today.
George Brett.
Timmy Hall.
You guys, my fat boys.
And Tyvus has the Jordan 6s on.
Oh, yeah.
The very shoes I was looking at last night. However, it's a different color combination.
The very shoes you met him in. No, he had those since college. He was telling me.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Must have gotten some NIL money in college.
Must have.
Under the table, right, Tyvus?
A dirty cheat.
Under the table and dreaming. Dave Matthews Band.
Just like Dave.
Dave Matthews
Hall
Band.
Hall of Famer.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
A little baby.
Are you going to go?
Oh, that's so cool.
You're very excited about him.
That was so cool to see. And who else got in? Who are the highlights of the Hall of Fame class?
Oh, hang on, I'll pull it up real
Ozzy
quick.
Ozzy got in again.
Ozzy again.
Just himself, though.
Right.
Not through Sabbath.
Not through Black Sabbath.
Or the most, like Mary J. Blige, did she get in?
That's right. Yeah, she was one of the headliners.
This says music's... This is all of the bands ever. I'm in the A's. It's forever. Where's the list?
No,
hang on.
Ace of Base is the first one on there.
All right. Here we go. Yeah. Mary J. Blige, Cher.
Cher.
Did Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy, Tribe Called Quest. And then there's, it says Musical Excellence Award. I don't know what that is. That's
kind of halfway in.
Jimmy Buffett, MC5, Dionne Warwick, and Norman Whitfield. Musical Influence Award, Alexis Corner, John Mayall, and Big Mama Thornton.
Jimmy Buffett gets only halfway in?
He was probably in already, wasn't he?
I don't know.
It says musical excellence. Okay. Yeah, it says,
so this is on top of maybe, I don't know. Potentially.
Could be.
Yeah, he passed away this past year, right?
That's right. I will say, if you've not been up to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, sadly, I've not been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which is
that
stupid.
Surprises the hell out of me.
I know.
It's never?
Never. I've never gone.
Wow.
I don't know why. We've never gone to it. I can't imagine that if I lived in like upstate New York, I wouldn't have gone to Cooperstown.
It's just crazy. All the like the small town dirt tracks and
the stuff that he does.
Clan meetings that you've been to. I can't believe you. Jesus.
No, it's even worse. Is my wife.
Small corner of Ohio.
My wife, who we've been married going on 19 years this year. We obviously dated before that. She grew up 10 minutes from there in North Canton. Like,
and
right,
she's never been there either?
I don't, if she did, no, I think she had been there to play in high school, like as the band that was outside, but she didn't
never went in.
She wasn't a big like football fan. She didn't care.
You went to the Louisville Bat Museum, the Louisville Slugger.
That's right.
Bat Museum.
Yeah.
Down in Kentucky.
You know what I think it is? Every time we want to take a trip, it's like, do we want to go to 2 hours away, North Can? Not far enough. Like,
well,
it's not exotic enough.
You know, you could go on
it's a day.
Saturday.
You're right. Yeah. And that excuse falls apart, because what I was going to say is I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is not much further away, but it is definitely worth going. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
I've been dying to get back to the Pro Football Hall of Fame since like 5 or 6 years ago. They put a bunch of money into it, right, to renovate it, make it nicer.
I have not been in there since they renovated
it. Yeah.
It'd be fun. I remember driving up there. And I got a speeding ticket on the way.
And I couldn't wait.
And I got a speeding ticket on the way back.
Oh, no.
Because it was so bad.
But I was so mad. I was so mad because it had been like 10 years. I hadn't gotten a ticket in 10 years. And I would brag like, I'm not getting tickets. Blah, blah, blah. I get caught on the way there. And on the way back, it wasn't even real. Look, if there's a trooper off to the side and they catch me, look, you won.
Right.
You won the game. That aerial crap.
It got you?
Where they just got like an aerial drone?
Say, oh, you're being watched
yes,
by the aliens.
Exactly.
You're like, yeah, good
it
try.
It caught my speed on that.
And then they just came out and got
and
you?
And then they came out and got me they based on that. They were picking everybody off the highway.
Wow. I can't believe. Every time I've seen those signs, I've said, yeah, right.
I'm when telling they say, you, it happened to me.
Speed monitored by aircraft?
It happened
I'm like,
to me.
Yeah, when?
The one
20
day.
Years ago? No way. I didn't know they were still doing that.
The last time I got popped for something... We were just northwest of Marysville, Bone. My grandfather had just passed. I was kind of a mess. And we had to stop the car because Sarah and I were having an argument. And I was in no mental space to have the argument because of my grandfather's passing. We got off. It was like where the Mad River exit is. There was nothing there. I mean, nobody, no car around. I did the safe thing because I wasn't fit to be driving at the moment. Got off and I rolled the stop sign to get into this vacant church parking lot. And there were two cops that were just kind of having a powwow there. You know, they were just talking to each other.
And they got you for rolling the sign.
They came by and got me and like tapped on my glass and got me and gave me a ticket for rolling the stop sign. I was like bawling in tears when the cop, when I rolled the window down.
No. What kind of argument
right,
was this?
Right.
My God.
It wasn't the argument. It was just all the emotions
well,
of it.
Maybe if you didn't kill your papa.
Wow. I wouldn't have to miss
dark.
Work this weekend.
Went dark.
All right, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Good fun show with my friend Tyvis Powell here. We talked a little bit about a potential get for the Buckeye basketball team. We'll do that. I want to talk about loyalty in today's day and age in college sports. Joey Lane, an old friend of the show, will stop by at 6:33. We'll talk some
jam packed. Tyvis and Joey Lane.
Rich show.
Buckeye show, top of the hour, right here on the Fan. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone.
Well, man, I had something else for Back Page, but I got to do this because I forgot to do it all day. Shout outs to Ohio Wesleyan University. They were out playing at Huntington Park today against Capital. My cousin DJ Neff was out there leading the Bishops, battling Bishops. Hopefully they won their first game. I didn't see they had a doubleheader, but they won the first game 9-3. And when I was there, he played two runs himself. It was 1-for-3 while I was there, but let him live. Ohio Wesleyan, go see him.
They've got some merch. Nice t-shirt.
I got the shirt on for DJ. Yeah, it's nice.
He's got his own NIL money there.
I guess so.
Got his own logo already.
He can hit. My cousin can hit. That's what I'm telling you. Better go watch. They got a game Sunday up in Delaware. You can go watch them, and it's Senior Day, so go out and check them out.
Wild Card Wednesday tomorrow. See you. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got an accident on northbound 270's on-ramp from Alum Creek Drive on the east outer belt. Police and wrecker are on scene causing some holdup, and we've got a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the west side at 315 to watch out for. This report is sponsored by WeBuyAnyCar.com. Before you sell or trade in, find out how much your car is worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com. They make selling your car fast, safe, and fair. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
This Action Update is brought to you by Tipico. Gambling problem call 1-800-GAMBLER. Guardians and Reds both in action tonight in the great state of Ohio, starting in the 6 o'clock hour. The Guardians are -109 on the money line against the Red Sox. Cleveland 16-6 on the year. The Reds host the Phillies and are +107 underdogs on the money line. The total for both games is 8.5 runs. For your Tipico Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Buddy Wells. Baseball later this hour. The Guardians go for a fifth win in a row as they host the Red Sox in the first of a three-game set. First pitch is here shortly at 6:10. Ben Lively's on the mound. The Reds host the Phillies in game 2 of their four-game series. That one will get started at 6:40. Andrew Abbott is on the mound for the Redlegs. Three games in the NBA playoffs tonight. Phoenix is at Minnesota at 7:30. Indiana's at Milwaukee at 8:30. And Dallas is at the LA Clippers at 10. The Timberwolves, Bucks, and Clippers are all ahead in each of those series, 1-0. Four games in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Washington's at New York at 7. Tampa Bay's at Florida at 7:30. The Rangers and Panthers both lead 1-0. Then Colorado is at Winnipeg at 9:30. And Nashville is at Vancouver at 10. The Jets and Canucks each lead that series 1-9. This update is sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, go ahead and call Mark Levy at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com. Breaking sports.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
One is angry, the other one is bald.
What do you think I mean, bald? Bald! Bald, bald!
Here's Man and Bone.
I want to point something out.
All right.
I, too, would be bald if I didn't take these pills every single day. I've been taking the Propecia pills, or whatever the generic is called now, for almost 20 years.
It's called amateur pecia.
Hey. I didn't think about it for a second. Good job. And I'm so terrified that if I stop taking these pills, like my hair will just fall out in one day. All of it.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because we were watching last night. I had the NBA games on and ESPN. I'm trying to remember who was alongside Richard Jefferson. I don't remember. It's one of the bald guys that does ESPN broadcasts, whatever. And
So Richard Jefferson is obviously shaved head. This guy also shaved head, you know, probably trying to forestall the inevitable. And Melissa's like, wow, man, everybody's just, you know, out here not embracing their baldness. And I'm like, I too shave. Like, I don't let it grow long. I don't have like the, you know, coconut with a Hulu skirt on it.
Should.
Like, no, I'm not going to do
you
that.
You need a different look. And you can't shave it all the way.
No,
you can't be totally bald. You look like a Klan member.
Thanks.
You would. You would look like a total Klan member if you were totally bald.
I would think you look like a Klan member if you show up with a hood on. Like, that makes you.
Yeah, but don't you just stop.
What
it
am I
now.
Supposed to do? I'm bald. Like, I just.
You have that look to you.
A fat white guy who's bald.
No, there are other white people who can pull it off. I'm just saying that's not something you could pull off, I don't think.
No, I have, like, shaved it all the way down. It's too much maintenance. I don't know if people realize that's a lot of shaving. That is,
you got to do it every day.
Yeah, oh yeah, to get the cue ball look.
Yeah.
Like, I have the stubble going, and sometimes it gets a little longer than I have to shave it back down. But the cue ball polished dome thing, that's a whole nother level.
Like
of
Stanley
commitment.
Tucci. Stanley Tucci is a white guy, but he can pull off the shaved head look without you looking at Stanley Tucci like, oh, he's going to burn a cross on somebody's lawn.
But you're saying,
I think
you're
people get the wrong impression.
You would accuse me of it even though you know me and know I would never do something
right.
like that.
I've known you for years.
That's bad.
But I would just yell racist at you and run away.
Well, I'm glad I don't shave my head all the way down then. Is it okay where it is now?
Because well, it's fine now.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
Look like every other fat soccer-loving guy good. Right now.
I don't want to give off any vibes that are not accurate, so good.
All right. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.